producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Taryn.
Ah, early.
Happy birthday to you.
Can anybody sing that song?
Yay.
I mean, it's so flat.
I don't know. I've never really heard that good of a version of it.
There's Marilyn Monroe who didn't manage to pull it off, but she kind of did it in a very whispery way.
It's a boring song.
It really is.
Wasn't it based on another tune anyway?
They all are.
Yeah.
The national anthem's a British drinking song.
So it's not Taryn's birthday, but next week,
coming up,
apparently,
yeah,
right?
The first.
So you know,
everybody
figured,
block their schedule out.
What do you say when it's, you know, when it's after your birthday, it's belated? What do you say if it's prior to
pre-birthday.
Someone's birthday?
Pre-birthday. My birthday goes all months, so this will be...
Is that legit, though? Is that like an actual term, or did you just make that up?
No, I've used it. I don't know if it's real or not.
So
pre-birthday.
The reason I broke into song here at the beginning of the show is there's news. This is, I consider to be big news. Happy birthday copyright claims have been ruled invalid, according to a federal judge. Now, we'll give you our phone numbers here and the Skype. You can join us. You can talk about anything you want here on Free Talk Live. But for a long time, the song Happy Birthday has been locked down by its owners.
Right. This is the reason that they'll sing things at restaurants that, you know,
happy birthday.
You know, that kind of thing. But they don't sing happy birthday. Thank God. I mean, it's really not that good of a song, but everybody knows it. Everybody knows how to sing it. They know what the next line is and all that stuff. So it's ubiquitous in that fashion.
How old is it? Like, when was
old.
It?
Old.
When was it wrote?
More than 100 years ago, from what I understand here. It's been... Let's see. I've got the details.
It was
from
a repurposed song, as I understand it.
Well,
from the Los Angeles Times, none of the companies that have collected royalties on the Happy Birthday song for the past 80 years held a valid copyright claim to one of the most popular songs in history, according to a federal judge in Los Angeles yesterday. In a stunning reversal of decades of copyright claims, the judge ruled that Warner Chappell never had the right to charge for the use of the Happy Birthday to You song. Warner had been enforcing a copyright since 1988 when it bought Birch Tree Group, the successor to Clayton F. Summey Co., which claimed the original disputed copyright. Judge George H. King ruled that a copyright filed by the Summey Co. Summey Co. In 1935 granted only the rights to specific piano arrangements of the music, not the actual song. Randall Newman, attorney for the plaintiffs in the suit, including a group of filmmakers who are producing a documentary about the song, said that Happy Birthday is finally free after 80 years. Finally, the charade is over. It's unbelievable. A spokesman for Warner Chappell, the publishing arm of Warner Music, said, quote, "We are looking at the court's lengthy opinion and considering our options." Unquote. The plaintiff's attorneys had characterized the years-long legal fight as a David versus Goliath battle that pitted independent filmmakers against a large corporation. That's Warner Music, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Collecting profits on a song whose authors had long since died. And until now, Warner has asked for royalties from anyone who wanted to sing or play Happy Birthday to You with the lyrics as part of a profit-making enterprise. Royalties.
Because they couldn't do it without the lyrics, because that song was written by them. That just the lyrics were owned.
Yeah, I think it was a couple of ladies in the late 1800s that wrote it. Anyway, royalties were most often collected from stage productions, TV shows, movies, or greeting cards. But even those who wanted to sing the song publicly as part of a business, say a restaurant owner giving out a free birthday cake to patrons, technically had to pay to use the song, prompting creative renditions at chain eateries trying to avoid paying royalties, which kind of one of the, I guess, benefits of it is, as you pointed out, Mark, this song is kind of dull. But the fact that people couldn't use it meant that they had to get creative and come up with something different. But of course, that also meant that the family who was sitting there that was enjoying the birthday could not sing along with whatever song was being sung because nobody knows the Olive Garden version of Happy Birthday, you know, except for the Olive Garden employees. The fact that the birthday tune can't be played or sung without permission from Warner has been little more than a surprising piece of trivia for most. But for Warner Music Group, it has meant big business. Two of the filmmaker plaintiffs paid $1,500 and $3,000 for the rights to use the song, their attorneys said. Filmmaker Steve
Jacobs, going to be giving that, getting that money back.
Paid Warner $5,000, another filmmaker, to use the song in his 1994 documentary, Hoop Dreams.
I got to say, it's not that impressive as far as a dollar, you know, like a price tag.
No, I mean, considering that it costs
$3,000?
Over $1 billion to make a movie these days, you know.
Yeah, but not when you're making a documentary. I mean,
yeah, Rolling Stones to endorse the Cadillac, on the other hand, that's an entirely different story, right?
$3,000 would have been more than double my budget for Derek J's Victimless Crime
Spree. Right, for a small independent, it would be crushing.
Yeah, it would be big, but think about what Iron Man paid to, is it Iron Maiden? I'm not entirely sure who does Iron Man, but I am Iron Man.
No, that's
Led Zeppelin?
No.
One of those hard rocks. Anyway.
Yeah.
Ozzy
Band. Ozzy Band.
Is it
Black Sabbath?
Yeah, there
Black
you go.
Sabbath. Yeah.
So, yeah, whatever they paid to these bands in order to play these songs, I mean, that's a significantly larger sum. And we're basically talking about the same thing here. The rights to a song.
Well, and who knows, Mark? I mean, maybe they would charge a major film production even more money. Maybe they just arbitrarily
decide. I'm sure they
would. Yeah. At March,
it's arbitrary. Look, there's three different films there that paid three different prices, $3,000 to $5,000.
It may have to do with how much of the song they used, as one of the filmmakers points out. Steve James says, quote, "It was quite expensive for us at that time and with our budget, and we only used it for 9 seconds.
Wow.
James wrote in an email passed by his publicist saying the scene was essential to the film, and ultimately he paid up. At a March hearing in the case, records show Warner Chappell's representative seated in the audience told the judge the company collects as much as six figures for certain single uses of the song. So if you're making Iron Man, it might be $500,000.
Wow. Well, how many seconds are you guys allowed to play in radio before you got to pay for it?
I think it's 7 seconds for fair use.
Honestly, I have no idea. Well, I don't know what fair use's rules are, Mark, but fair use basically means there are certain circumstances under which you can use copyrighted material if it's like, for instance, for political commentary purposes and there's other certain reasons you can use it. So in theory, you could probably comment on an entire song.
So if we were, for instance, doing the show and the verdict went the other way, we could still play Happy Birthday on the air to let people know what it was that we were talking about, that kind of thing?
Maybe. Fair use is kind of a murky area,
though. It's murky as hell, I'm sure.
It's like we could review the song by playing it and talking about it, but we couldn't play it for pleasure. Is that what you mean?
Essentially, from what I understand. Now, look, I'm not an attorney, so if you want to learn more about fair use, there's a pretty detailed Wikipedia article about it. But it's, you know, like a lot of things in the legal land, it is subject to the interpretation of a man in a robe. So if the man in the robe doesn't think that what you're doing was fair use, then you're going to owe some money. That's why people tread very, very carefully when it comes to these areas. The song brings in about $2 million a year in royalties for Warner, according to some estimates. The complex saga of the eight-note ditty has spanned more than 120 years. Withstanding two world wars and several eras of copyright law, the song has seen the rise and fall of vinyl records, cassette tape, CDs, and now the era of digital streaming music. The story began in 1893, there's the answer to your question earlier.
People always want to know.
With a Kentucky school teacher and her older sister, Patty Smith Hill and Mildred J. Hill.
You just don't find that many Mildreds
anymore. No, that's what I was about to say. Kids just, you know, young kids are not
there's
being named
Mildred. Some of the names
Mildred
that are making their way back, but
Esther? How about Esther? I saw a young Esther.
Yeah,
Henrietta.
Emma's huge, and that was, you know.
The Harry Potter films probably
put
that one on.
Yeah,
there.
The British never let that go.
Who was in Emma?
Emma Watson. She was the female.
But she's indicative of the. No, she's the actress that is the female.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. The character has got this name that's useless.
That's right. Titling, let's see. So they wrote it for the kindergarten students, titling it Good Morning to All. That was the original lyrics. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning, dear children. Good morning to all. Patti Labor's Day.
I remember that.
Yeah, we sang that.
Yeah,
I didn't realize
we sang
it was
that
the
same song.
I apologize
to everybody who's named their daughter Hermione. I'm really sorry. I know it's important to you, and forgive me.
855 450 free. You can join us here. Have you ever been targeted for singing Happy Birthday? It's Free Talk Live.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly.
She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
Dinovite. .com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
No!
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you are a bar owner or restaurateur who has had trouble with the BMs, or what is it, BMI, ASCAP folks, the record company labels for singing Happy Birthday.
I wonder how involved they were, because they're the ones that sort of manage the enforcement.
They're
of the
snitches. They send the agents around to the various different restaurants, and when they hear music, they write it down, and then they come after the restaurateur, and they threaten them.
Right. What's crazy is that you can buy a CD, and you can't play that CD in your business.
Yeah,
we did this when I was a kid. I worked at a comic book store from the time I was 12 years old to the time I was 18. I had a job at a comic book store, and we would play all kinds of music there. If we didn't have the radio on, and sometimes this is in Tampa Bay, you know, sometimes we'd be listening for contests or whatever. They had the Tukey Bird. Tukey Tukey. When you heard that, you'd call in. Be the seventh caller in. And, of course, it's all rigged because they'd always answer calls from Tampa or St. Pete and never from Bradenton. But anyway, they had a local line and it wouldn't mix them up. So
much drama.
Yeah. Nonetheless, we would play the, you know, tapes and stuff. I remember playing Yaz and a variety of others. We had Styx and a few others that we would play in the store. And, you know, that was illegal. Now, I don't think we ever had an ASCAP BMI agent come through, but it was illegal. And if they did, maybe they came on a day that we were playing the radio. Fortunately, we played Vivaldi sometime, and that was probably completely legal.
Yeah, I don't imagine comic book stores are in their regular route.
Probably not, but pretty much all businesses play something.
A lot of them do, yeah. Of course, now, a lot of businesses play the radio, which you can do that, because the radio station...
Satellite radio, too, right?
Yeah. I think
I had a friend who had...
This is not legal advice.
I had a friend who had, back in 2006, was streaming for, he put a channel up on iTunes Radio. Mm-hmm. It was one of the first, and he was playing, like, top 40 hits, and he did that for 2 years before...
Somebody caught him.
They started mailing him letters. But at the time, it was still fresh on the internet, and they didn't know what the heck to do.
Yeah.
Was it radio or was it not? And, of course, they're going to lean towards getting money.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Pandora pays more for you to play... hear a song than, say, a radio station does.
Mm.
And what Pandora did was buy a radio station. It's been going through the courts. Basically, they want to be able to say that they're a radio station, so they can pay the lower price. But I think what's really wrong there is that the radio station, even if they stream online, is playing the same thing for everybody. So if I tune into Q100
right.
stream, and you tune in and you tune in, Taryn, we hear the same stuff. However, if you tune into Pandora and I tune in Pandora and you tune into Pandora, we all hear different stuff. So I'm not sure that that's going to work out for them.
Yeah, it's an interesting approach.
Unless they own thousands of radio stations.
It could be. Well, I can tell you, just like radio stations, there's contests. Well, I can tell you there's a contest on the internet. You could win $1,000 in Bitcoin just for typing something up. If you have the most appreciated post at forum.bitcoin.com, now this is not Free Talk Live's contest. This is forum.bitcoin.com's contest, but we're talking about it here. So it has to be appreciated, meaning people like the post or whatever, by January the 1st or when they get 10,000 users, whichever is first, then you win it. It's that simple. You go create an account right now at forum.bitcoin.com, and you tell your friends so that we can get to 1,000 users faster. Forum.bitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com, by the way, a great site, good intro site. So if you want to point somebody to great intro to Bitcoin, Bitcoin.com is an easy URL to remember. It's really the best page for that. And so they just launched this forum. And maybe we should have the forum owner on to talk about it at some point, because there's got to be a reason behind this this forum.
I'm curious.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to launch a forum in this day and age, and so this is an interesting incentive to get somebody to go and sign up and post. $1,000 worth of Bitcoin over at forum.bitcoin.com for the most appreciated post, and by that, I think they mean that usually there's like a little appreciate button.
Yeah, it's like a like button, I would guess.
Yeah. So, there you go. Let's go to Mike in Clackamas, Oregon, and we'll talk more about Happy Birthday here in a moment, the copyright being overturned by federal court. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Taryn, and Mark.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me okay? My phone cut out last week, and that's why my phone calls dropped. Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, sound great. Go ahead.
Awesome. Okay. So I originally wanted to continue my story about what happened. I had a run-in with, and this has to do with the open carry press release that Brad and Tommy were doing back in 2011 up on Plymouth State University campus. I originally wanted to go to this, but I had to work that day, so I couldn't. Well, back in 2013, I had a run-in with, which was a former sheriff, Grafton County Sheriff's Department sheriff. If you go to one of Pete Ayer's videos, he was taping a campus police officer and a sheriff up on campus, and the sheriff was the guy in the brown. He was a taller guy. Well, he's no longer sheriff. He is now one of the liquor enforcement officers in New Hampshire. So I was working at a bar in downtown back in 2013, and I recognized the sheriff, this former sheriff. He's now one of the liquor cops.
Was he working like an undercover liquor cop or obvious liquor cop?
No, he was obvious. He had a like a light blue polo on with a sewn-on badge.
Got it.
So anyways, he comes over to me, and I say, hey, how's it going? And I said, hey, I recognize you. And he says, you do? I says, I saw you on YouTube. He says, you did? I says, yeah, I says, you were one of the sheriffs that was attending the open carry demonstration up on Plymouth State University campus. He says, oh, yeah, I remember that back a few years ago. I says, what are your thoughts on being able to carry a firearm up on the campus? And here's what he said. He said, in his opinion, he thinks it would deter crime and rape and all these violent attacks. He says, as far as the open carry, he says, that tends to kind of cause some alarm. But he says, as far as concealed carry, he says, he's all for being able to carry a firearm and protect yourself. And, you know.
So he thinks it'd be a fine idea, but he would have arrested the protesters had they shown up with guns open carry.
That's his job, right?
Yeah, exactly. And this goes to show you how dangerous these, you know, the following orders is, because something that, you know, state law says you're allowed to do, but yet because this judge, you know, which is technically legislating from the bench here, saying you're not allowed to do something, he's now following the orders of a judge, which you're supposedly allowed to do under state law and as well as, you know, the Constitution, too. It was a brief, you know, conversation I had.
Yeah, you were referring to the situation where a judge basically sent out an injunction against our friends who were going to do an open carry protest on the campus, essentially barring them from open carrying, meaning that if they did the open carry onto the campus, which is illegal, that they wouldn't have just gotten arrested for open carry. They would have been arrested for contempt of court. So he essentially short-circuited the protest. And thanks for sharing that story tonight, Mike. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for bothering to call back with it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can actually see video of that particular protest if you watch Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree. And you can do that at victimlesscrimespree.com. There's more. You can join us at 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live here. You can join us toll free, 855-450-FREE. Bringing up anything that happens to be on your mind, 855-450-3733. Hey, we've also got Skype. Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Karen P. Lupo.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Go get interactive at freetalklive.com. You get to control the content right there on the front page of the website. You submit content to it, and then other listeners can vote it up or vote it down. You get to vote as well over at freetalklive.com. We will take that into account when we're deciding what to talk about on the radio waves. Coming up October 29th and 30th, we're talking about 5 weeks away at this point. You can join our very own Mark Edge.
Yep.
He's going to be with Stephanie Murphy and Trace Mayer and Tone Vase and Paul Pooey and Joseph Von Perling, Bitcoin Bell, and more at the upcoming first ever Bitcoin Investor Conference. It's happening at the beautiful D Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. And you can get your early bird tickets right now at BitcoinInvestor.com. This is the first one ever of the Bitcoin Investor Conferences. And I think it's important to go to these first-year events, first of all, because, you know, you want there to be a second-year event. But also, when there is a second-year event and you attend that one, everybody already knows who you are.
Yeah, you're the old pro.
Right, so it's great to be on the ground floor of an event like this. And it's in Vegas, so really, there's no reason not to do this. BitcoinInvestor.com. Go and check it out. And by the way, the D Hotel does take Bitcoin. That's BitcoinInvestor.com, October 29th and 30th. So we invite you to join us here toll-free, 855-453, whether it's open carry or happy birthday, or open carrying while singing happy birthday. We will talk about it here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, just to get back to that open carry thing, the caller called in, and he was talking to a police officer who had been at an event where basically it was a protest to advocate for college students to be able to carry guns on college campuses,
which they can't do pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, pretty much all over the country. Might be a few, but I don't know the specifics, but it's pretty unusual.
Is there a law now that allows them? Is there a constitutional carry that allows on campus or not? Because I knew they were trying to push that through,
that
and I never thought that would happen.
Allowed. At least certainly not in New Hampshire. And New Hampshire is one of the more gun-friendly places in the United States. So I don't know if Vermont or Alaska, which are, I think, two of the better, more gun-friendly states.
You know, I've heard of a place that was doing it, but I don't remember where it was. Colorado comes to mind, but that doesn't mean anything. Honestly, it's safe to say that very few places you're going to be able to carry a gun on campus.
Thank you, Internet. Here is a website, armedcampuses.org, that says there are approximately 10 states that do allow this. Arkansas, Colorado, Idaho, Kansas, Mississippi, Oregon, Texas, Utah, Wisconsin. Now, does that mean that all the schools within those states are allowing it? I'm not
probably
so
not
sure about that.
Well, I feel like when they were trying to pull the constitutional carries all over the states, that it included, like, you could carry it at government buildings, you could carry it on campuses. They went for everything, and I don't know how many of those passed and how many didn't.
It says here that these several states that I just mentioned have been forced in different ways to allow the carrying of firearms on their premises, such as campus grounds, classrooms, dormitories, or parking lots. So your mileage may vary as far as what is allowed and what is not.
But anyway,
I would check with the individual school.
The police officer in this circumstance who was going to enforce the rule that this is a judge's order, this wasn't even a law, really, or maybe it wasn't a constitutional law, regardless of what it is, enforce the judge's injunction, was in favor of college students being able to protect themselves on campus, but nonetheless would have enforced this law. And it's difficult for me to think of these gun ban situations as anything but victim disarmament laws.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not sure that there's as many rapes on college campuses as we're told these days, but that doesn't really make a difference. What I can tell you is certainly there are rapes on college campuses. There's all kinds of violence that goes on college campuses, and that guns are an incredible equalizer. There's the old saying that God made man, but Sam Colt made him equal. And that means that, well, you know, a little girl who weighs 90 pounds can defend herself from the biggest, roughest, toughest masher that might be out there. And that's, you know, that's a good thing. We want that kind of equality to be in place. And
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, these are just laws that disarm these people. Yes. Guns are used in suicides. That's a lot of the numbers. When you look at gun violence numbers, those are a lot of the numbers you're talking about are suicides. They should remove those completely because, well, frankly, people should be able to kill themselves if they want to. That's their decision. But they can do it in other ways if they wish to. Also, there's accidents. If you have a gun, you're liable to have an accident, and it's liable to hurt you, and it could kill you or a family member. There's no doubt about it.
Here's a hint. Don't point the gun at anything you don't want to destroy.
Those are good. That's a good piece of advice, certainly.
That will definitely reduce the amount of deadly accidents if it is never pointed at anyone. The story began. Let's switch gears back, though, to the happy birthday story we opened the show with here tonight.
Sure.
We had just barely scratched the surface on the history of this. Now, there's a federal judge, for those of you just tuning in, who had ruled yesterday that it is no longer valid to collect royalties for the use of Happy Birthday. That's my understanding. We'll get a little more legal analysis on exactly what the ruling was here in a moment from the L.A. Times, which, by the way, the L.A. Times has now implemented what appears to be the newest thing in paywalls. You know how these newspapers are putting paywalls up all around the country.
Sure.
In that, well, you can only have 10... articles per month or whatever. Well, LA Times.
Explain to me what a paywall is. I don't think I'm familiar with that concept.
That's basically where the newspaper will tell you, oh, well, you can have a free article today, but if you exceed a certain arbitrary number of free articles, we will not allow you to read anything anymore until you pay up. So
wow.
the paywall encourages, the idea is, it's going to encourage you as a free writer.
Frequent consumer.
To pony up and give them some money for news that is usually something you can find somewhere else. Most of the news stories carried by these newspapers, a lot of them are AP or Reuters, and you can go and find those at any other manner of sources with a quick Google search on the topic. So it's not hard, and a lot of these paywalls, it's not hard to traverse.
And I'm surprised in this day and age that newspapers are still charging people to read them, like online.
This is news to you?
No, I knew the Wall Street Journal did. Yep. I thought maybe like one or two big players, but
no,
I didn't think,
lots of them.
I don't read newspapers anymore. I get all my news, you know, social networking.
So there are ways to get around a lot of these paywalls. Some of them, if you do the, what is it, the incognito or the private browsing window, you can just basically reset the counter. So whenever you go to one of these sites, if you want to, if you've hit your 10 per month or whatever, just open up a browsing, private browsing window, go back to the site. And then they don't know who you are, so they start you at 10 again. So that's an easy way to get around it. Also, sometimes their mobile sites don't have the same restrictions. But the LA Times is now only allowing 5 per month. And it's my understanding that the local newspaper here in Keene, New Hampshire, has also reduced from 10 per month to 5 per month.
Oh, really?
So as though somebody who isn't willing to pay above 10 per month is all of a sudden going to be willing to pay over 5. I mean, it's just, I don't think that's going to increase the number of subscriptions they have.
It's also annoying. I pay for the newspaper here in town,
mm-hmm.
but I don't want to go through the process of
logging in
and doing all the
you
things.
You never know your own password.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
I've asked Mark for his password a few times, and it's just, he's got to go ask his wife for it.
I don't know. I can, because I know that I can go to the incognito window.
Yeah.
It's just easier than getting up.
So, anyway, here I am on the L.A. Times story with my first of 5 per month. The history of this happy birthday. Warner Music Group is the copyright holder, and they, by the way, are pulling down as many or as much as 6 figures for licensing the use of Happy Birthday. So we'll talk about the history of the song here. Turns out it actually wasn't originally written as Happy Birthday. The song originally, in 1893, was written by a couple school teachers for kindergarten students, and it was entitled Good Morning to You. You may have heard that version of the song and didn't even realize that that's the original Happy Birthday. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about copyright or whatever, it's Free Talk Live.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-summer clearance sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. 3/4-inch solid pre-finished maple for $1.99, plus $1 off Bellowwood Brazilian Cherry and Koa Hardwood. Get 10 to 15% off all Morningstar Bamboo. American and European laminate for 49 cents and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the end-of-summer clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Oh, $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you're invited to join us here on the radio. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is through the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And that means that we are putting the show out there to new radio stations all the time, looking to get more listeners hearing the ideas of freedom on a nightly basis. And you can help us with that for $5 a month. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, as well as the fancy AMP-only Facebook group, which a lot of people use on a regular basis. It's probably way busier than our AMP forum ever was.
I just posted a picture of myself riding one of my pigs. And
now, wait, didn't you post those like a week ago? How's this one different?
Well, this one I've got my feet pulled up.
So this is a legit ride.
Standing astride a pig. Well, it took a little bit of training, but I got my motivation from saying that I'd get a picture.
You told me she's in heat. And
then
it was super easy to do.
Hey, why are you ruining the story?
Because it's a better story when you find out that the pig's in heat and it was waiting for Mark to mount it, which is why he was able to easily crawl up on her.
Well, what happens is that you can, when they're in heat, you push down on their rear haunches.
Yeah.
And this is how the guys do the artificial insemination. I'm not doing that, but you just kind of push on it, and then the pig's just waiting for things to happen after that. actually, it was pretty easy.
You told me off the air that the pig...
good dating advice, too.
You told me off the air that these pigs, these females that are like 400 pounds or whatever...
Yeah, they're 450.
They know when you're around. It, like, your wife will go into the pen to feed them or whatever, and they don't care about her.
No, she's
But when
no
you show up, then they get all randy.
British.
Indeed, they do. There's no doubt that I'm convinced they can smell a male. And pigs, their sniffers are as good as dogs, at least in the short distance. I wouldn't use one as necessarily a bloodhound, but when you get close to something, they can smell just as well. And yeah, I think that's what they can do is that they can tell the difference between our genders, which, why would they be able to do that?
It's the magic of pheromones,
yeah,
I guess.
I think that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. I think pigs are, they're really close to humans. That's why there's so much anatomy.
That's true.
And, you can get a kidney from a pig.
And don't the pigs have sex for pleasure? Aren't they one of the few animals, dolphins, pigs,
monkeys.
Humans, who have sex for pleasure? Yeah, monkeys.
Yeah.
Well, the girls don't do it outside of their cycle, but they do it a lot inside of their cycle. From what I've been able to tell, the girls are pushier when it comes to sex than the boys are.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a boar who was on the property last year for a time. He was still growing up. I didn't realize, sure enough, he got mature pretty quick. And, there he is doing his sister. And so I separate him into another pen. And it was my sow, Kelly Ayotte, that tore into the pen to get him rather than him tearing in, tearing out to get to her. She just destroyed it.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here, 855-450-3733. So we were talking about Happy Birthday. The song that was originally written, the music to it, was written in 1893. But at that time, it was titled Good Morning to All. And it was written by a couple of kindergarten teachers. Patty Smith Hill, one of the original writers, had later said she had worked with her sister to compose a simple melody to match the words that could be easily sung by young children. The sisters published the song in a book called Song Stories for the Kindergarten and assigned the copyright to their publisher, Clayton F. Sumney, Summy Corporation, in exchange for a cut of the sales. That was only the beginning of the tangled web of copyright law that various attorneys have argued may or may not apply to one of the world's most famous songs. Warner and the plaintiffs, that's Warner's the current copyright holder.
Is this like Warner Brothers?
That's right, Warner Music.
So this is the little guy fighting for his intellectual property, right?
Warner and the plaintiffs both agreed that the melody of the familiar song first written as Good Morning to All had entered the public domain decades ago, but Warner claimed it still owned the rights to the Happy Birthday lyrics, leaning on the 1935 copyright claim. At various turns in the case, attorneys argued over whether the Hill sisters had actually written the song, whether they had abandoned their rights to what became Happy Birthday's tune, and even whether Patti Smith Hill had been accurately quoted in a 1935 Time magazine article about the song. It's not entirely clear, the judge ruled, that the Hill sisters even wrote the lyrics for Happy Birthday to You. But either way, they never asserted a copyright claim for the lyrics, even though they sued for the rights to the original melody.
And the melody certainly was theirs, right?
Yes. Ultimately, the judge ruled that no evidence existed that the Summy Corporation, the original company to assert a copyright claim, ever legally obtained the rights to the Happy Birthday to You song from whomever wrote it. Tuesday's ruling means the song is now considered a public work and is free for everyone to use without fear of having to pay for it, according to a statement from the plaintiff's attorneys. That's big news for a lot of people who have been harassed and threatened for decades over the use of this song in various different circumstances. Jennifer Nelson.
It's certainly big news, and in that sense, but it also kind of begs the question as to when a song, because this is an old song. When was this thing written?
1893, but the lyrics of Happy Birthday, so that was for the music. Lyrics, we don't know.
A date. This is,
let's say, at least 100 years ago, or 80
years. It's 100 years old, and how long should a song sort of be copyrightable? Drugs are 17 years for the patent on
them. Well, I say no time. I think there should be no copyright.
But I can see why people say, hey, if a big company gets a hold of some little guy's song and they make $1 billion on it, then they should cut the little guy in for some money. I get why people say that. Mm-hmm. I feel similarly.
They probably should do that. Well, but the other side of that coin, Mark, is that when a big song is written by a big company or whatever, and their producers, and because a lot of these artists in pop music don't write their own lyrics, right? So Rihanna or whoever,
right? It's just it's a big conglomeration of who writes things and produces them.
So the reverse of the scenario you presented is when these big mega corporations write a song and then you perform it as a local cover band or something like that, they'll come after your butt. Right?
Yeah.
So it works both ways.
You know, and what's crazy is some of these songs, I remember when Nina Paley made that cartoon online about the Indians. She was using some jazz singer from the 1920s, and somehow they were able to pull some magic trick that even though the song was in 1920, they renewed it and got a new copyright for another 50 years or something.
Oh, man.
She had to pay a bunch of money. And, I mean, I mean, it's like if you have enough money, you can just buy more copyrights, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. I don't know how the renewal thing goes.
Dirty.
I thought there was a certain arbitrary number of years.
Well, it used to be
over.
The artist's life, and at some point, the artist's life in 99 years. And this is a long stretch. It may very well be that Happy Birthday would still be copyrighted in this time frame if that's the if those are the numbers we're talking about. But why 99 years?
It's arbitrary number some politician pulled out of his butt.
I believe that was Cher's ex-husband, Sonny Bono.
Oh, really?
And, you know, why that number? What about Mozart? I mean, he was one of the greatest composers of all time. Why is this guy's stuff in the... this is the reason that Baby Einstein uses Mozart's music during their videos that babysit your kid for you.
Oh, it's...
Because it's free.
And I'm dealing with this all the time on YouTube. I make a significant amount of my income on YouTube, and you got to deal with all these nonsense copyright music laws. Like, I have to use pretty much super old music, or if you use the public domain music, everybody else uses it. So it's like, oh man, I've heard this before in the background of every other video. So it's a real pain to get around that. Even if I want to, like, I can play the trumpet, and even if I want to play my own version of it, I still, I'm going to get flagged by YouTube and taken down, probably.
Probably not as easily. I mean, their algorithm is looking for very specific waveform that matches the actual copyrighted recording in a lot of cases. So you probably would get away with your own rendition unless somebody flagged it and then they took a look at it.
Yeah, there's a bunch of narcs all over YouTube that want to do that and flag you for it.
But the argument, one of the arguments about, restricting copyright is that, people will be more creative if they can't use other people's works, but that's not necessarily true. Sometimes works that are derivative of an original work can also be very, very creative. And if people are...
Ice Baby. I think this is a really great example. Now, you can say whatever you want to say about Vanilla Ice. That's fine. Ice Baby was a huge hit. It was a great song, and it took one of Queen's lesser hits and took that bass line from it, and it was ever so slightly different, but close enough to be the same thing, and it blew it up. What's wrong with that?
855 450 free. Maybe you can tell us what's wrong with it. 855-450-3733.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. revelation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.